Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
This is the Mark Cox Morning Show.
All right, welcome into the show on the 24th day of November. Can you believe it? The time has just flown by in the month of November. I can't believe it. I'll bet one Kim St. Ange can't believe how fast the time flew by either on her time off, huh?
I remember when I was going on maternity leave, which was mid-August. By the way, I have a little script I have for the news segments that I read, and the last temperature that I had, which would have been at 5 in the morning, was 78 degrees. And then this morning, It's about 30 degrees cooler. It actually feels pretty good out this morning. It felt like it was way down the road, and then here we are.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
We're glad to have you back. Glad little Hudson is healthy and happy and waking up every two or three hours to eat. I mean, what a good kid.
Yeah. I was not really catching up on sleep when I was gone, I'll tell you that.
No, I'll bet you were not. Well, be careful out there. Kim mentioned a minute ago, it's cool this morning, and there's intermittent fog. Like, I didn't see the fog where I expected to see it. Like, I thought when I crossed the Boone Bridge, I would see fog. There really wasn't any fog at the river, and then I get into Chesterfield, and I'm coming across 40 there. Before I get to 270, suddenly it's foggy. I don't know what the difference. I assumed I would see it closer to the river, but so you're going to run into fog in different areas out there. Just be warned about that. Sue will keep you up to date on any problems it's causing this morning. So, what are the temperatures in the 40s?
46.
Yeah. So you're going to, you could probably need a jacket out the door. I don't think it's going to get past the mid-50s today. Warmer tomorrow, just in time for, cooling off just in time for Wednesday, when we will be doing Guns and Hoses, of course, Wednesday afternoon. There's still tickets available, by the way, stlgunsandhoses.com. We are proud to be the official radio station of Guns and Hoses this year, and we will be carrying the simulcast of the Channel 2 broadcast starting at 6:30 on Wednesday night.
That's a good time. I got to go last year for the first time. It was a blast.
It is a good time. It's been a tradition for us for a long time. And I just got to tell you, Kim, I get to be in the ring this year as an announcer. Trust me, with broken ribs, I'm not in the ring for any other reason. But I get to, for the non-television side of it, right? Because obviously Channel 2 uses a lot of its own people, Jasmine Huda and others, for the broadcast side of it. But I'll be in the ring for the four or five bouts that happen prior to TV starting at 6:30. And then I'll be doing some ringside announcements. So if you're in the arena, you will see and hear me in and around the ring the whole night. Because even when they go to a commercial break, we'll be making ringside announcements down there. So
have you practiced your announcer voice? Because obviously you've got a great voice for radio, but there is a bit of a difference, I feel like,
There is
the official announcer.
It'll have to be a little more formal. Don't
I think,
you
need to practice the getting in and out of the ring,
ladies and
with your ribs. No, yeah. But like with your ribs, you're gonna have to bend down to get under those ropes.
It's funny. Julie Tristan mentioned that to me. That she goes, "How are you gonna do with your ribs getting in and out of the ring?" She said, "Like they'll hold the ropes up for you." I'm like, "I can bend over. Like I'm not crippled. I'll be able to do it. But I will have to be careful because if I was to catch my toe on one of those and fall." I would have to either roll on my right side or I will be disabled for the rest of the night.
Do they have
two.
An ambulance outside?
Just yes, in they case. Do.
It's not for any of the people
the
who
boxers.
Are actually boxing. It's for Mark Cox.
I'm sure a lot of those firefighters have EMT.
Yeah, there'll be
too.
There'll be lots of EMTs. It's the safest place to be in downtown St. Louis for the entire year, Wednesday night. You'll be surrounded by paramedics and firefighters and armed police officers.
Very true.
No better place to be. So if you haven't gotten your tickets yet, you can get them at stlgunsandhoses.com. I'll be there. We're looking forward to it. And, you know, I think I mentioned the ATF raffle once this morning, but the Responder Rescue raffle is underway. We're going to pick winners on Wednesday at around noon, live on Facebook, on my Facebook page, if you're watching. And there's still plenty. I need to sell more tickets. Kim, I was out for a whole week with his busted ribs. When I was in the hospital, and of course, the last thing on my mind was the raffle, and I missed a whole week of promotion for it, and we're behind the eight ball. We need to sell a lot more tickets between now and Wednesday. Please, please, please text Responder to 33100 and get yourself in the drawing, and you might win some fabulous prizes. Or, you didn't hear this, Kim, but the person that buys the most tickets overall, whether they win or not, gets dinner out with Tony Twist, the blues veteran, and me as the second prize there, and then of course the folks from Responder Rescue.
So, that is cool.
That'll be a good time at a restaurant to be determined, but it's going to be a good one. I'll tell you that.
Mickey D's.
Yeah, Mickey D's. why not? I mean, White Castle, maybe. What do you think?
Gosh. I won't be entering that then.
All right. Thank you. You wouldn't be eligible to win. But, you know, Michael could buy some tickets.
You hear that, Michael?
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right. We've got Hans von Spakovsky coming up here, legal expert from Heritage. We will get to him at about 6:20. Nicole Murray, we got in other news for you this morning, as usual, at about 6:45. Next hour, the latest on those peace talks between that the U.S. is trying to negotiate between Ukraine and Russia. And a lot of heat when that thing got rolled out, but they've had some negotiations over the weekend. We'll get you an update from Jonathan Savage on that in the next hour. But right now, we're going to get to our top stories.
The Mark Cox Shortlist, presented by Rhino Shield.
We must convict. We must impeach. We must have him removed. And we want him removed to make him an example for any future authoritarian.
Oh, love that guy. Isn't he great? That's Al Green, the congressman, trying to start impeachment proceedings against Donald Trump.
I don't know any specific information, but I've also heard Jeffrey say that he stopped hanging out with Donald Trump when he realized Trump was a crook.
Mark Epstein there, the brother of Jeffrey Epstein. Have you noticed, has anybody else noticed how quiet the Democrats have gotten since the Epstein files started being released? Because the only thing they found in there are Democrats who've been taking money from Epstein for years.
The fruits of the labor that happened with the passage of the Big Beautiful Bill, which is the largest tax cut in U.S. history, will lead to, in just a few months, all Americans will face record tax refunds.
How about that? Congressman Jason Smith over the weekend on what's coming when you have to file your taxes after the first of the year. He said some refunds are going to be on the way because of the tax cuts that were passed in that Big Beautiful Bill. It wasn't talked about nearly enough, but it's coming.
I found in the meeting that I had with the president a productive one and a meeting that came back again and again to the central themes of the campaign that we ran.
What a hypocrite. This Mom Donnie guy was quiet as a church mouse standing behind Trump. He looked like a kid that got called to the principal's office. And then he goes on the Sunday morning shows and claims that he still thinks he's a fascist mm-hmm. and all of this stuff that he's willing to say after the fact. But he wouldn't say it to Trump's face.
No, of course not. But no. That was the funniest thing was when the reporter asked him about that. And Trump's like, just admit it. Just
go ahead
just
and say it. It's easier.
Call me a fascist.
It's
we
okay.
know you think that. It was weird. And I love how Trump did the classic Trump handshake. That's totally a power move where he does the firm handshake, kind of pulls you in. And then he always pats the person's hand on the top. Have you
uh-huh.
noticed that?
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's what he does.
Oh, yeah.
He does it with all of them.
Yeah.
You know, here's the thing, and I said Friday I was disappointed about this. This was closed press.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
So they invited them in after the meeting, and then they did that little newser in the Oval Office afterward with Mom Donnie standing behind him like a kid called into the principal's office. I loved the image there, and Mom Donnie was quiet as a church mouse when asked about his criticisms of Trump. Mm-hmm. Then as soon as he leaves the office,
fascist.
Yeah, you know, I still think he's a fascist. Whatever. He knows Trump's got his number. He's not going to get away with any of that crap in New York City. I love how the fact that the Democrats now think housing affordability will be the key to winning the midterms in November. That's what they think. Next November, they think if they can focus on how expensive it is to buy a house. Mind you, housing prices, they say, have gone up 60% in the last 5 years.
Wow.
Do the math. Who became president in 2021?
Well, I know how Mamdani will solve the problem the same way he's solving the other problems, which is asking people to donate,
yeah,
raising taxes and asking people, hey, would you mind sparing a few $100,000? We can make sure that housing is affordable and we can actually pay for everyone's bus fares.
That's called confiscation. That's what he's going to do. He's going to confiscate it from Peter to pay Paul is what he's going to do. All right. Quick break here. We'll get to Hans von Spakovsky after the break. Stay tuned.
Kristen, what I am confident of is that this was a display of gross negligence here, that there are 2.1 million service members. And you're probably going to ask, you're probably going to say, oh, these off the rails representatives have gotten death threats. Well, what about the 2.1 million service members? They have put their lives at risk. There is one commander in chief. And when you step outside of the chain of command and try to create the noise and chaos that only helps our enemies.
Yeah, I tell you, listening to this over the course of the last few days, it's just infuriating. Kim, I was listening to some local radio hosts here on Friday when I left work. And they were actually on the air. They refer to themselves as Republicans. And they were actually on the air so distraught over Donald Trump, putting on Truth Social that what these Democrats said was sedition. And that in the military, the penalty for sedition can be death. That you can't call for somebody to violate the law like that, the military code of justice, and they were all focused on Trump instead of on the politicians who called for this to begin with. Let's go ahead and get to Hans, please.
Hans von Spakovsky, you know, the former emperor of the Austro-Hungarian Empire.
Hans, welcome back. How are you?
I'm doing just fine, thanks.
Good.
And happy Thanksgiving to everybody, all your listeners, everybody this week.
Well, same to you. We appreciate that. Thank you. You know, I was talking about the controversy with the Democrat members of Congress who called on military members to ignore the legal orders of the commander-in-chief, it sounded like. And they're all mad because Donald Trump tweeted about them afterwards. But isn't the real issue here the fact that these elected officials are the ones that are supposed to hold the White House accountable and not the members of the military?
Well, yeah. In fact, they're encouraging sedition inside the military. And it's just shocking that they would do such a thing. In fact, my colleague, Cully Simpson, who's a 30-year retired Navy captain, spent that time with the Jack Corps. I mean, he and his fellow veterans, I mean, are really upset about this and have been saying and doing a lot about it.
Well, I'm glad to hear people kind of reacting that way, because all the focus instead immediately went to Trump, which doesn't surprise me the way the mainstream media tends to run things for sure. But is it not true that if you are in the military and you commit sedition, the penalty can be death? Correct?
Oh yeah, it can be. And here's the thing: apparently, most of these folks are off. Have served in the military. One was former CIA officer. Well, if they serve in the military, then they ought to know, as Cully Stimson said to me, soldiers, sailors, Marines, they in fact receive extensive training on this issue. There's a whole system set up to make sure that any orders given down to the lowest private are in fact lawful orders. And if an order is questionable, there's a whole system set up for people to raise issues about it. Raise issues about it. So what these guys are saying with this video ignores all of that. And it's like, you know, at some point in the video, they say, "We'll have your back." Oh, sure. Right.
Yeah,
I'm sure they'll be there to protect some private or somebody who refuses a lawful order and then gets court-martialed for it. You and I both know they won't be there.
Yeah, it's a good point. Hans von Spakovsky with us this morning, senior legal fellow with the Heritage Foundation. Thank goodness for Justice Alito on this Texas redistricting situation. So if I understand this correctly, it's okay to redraw lines for political reasons, but not for racial reasons. And it seems to me that Governor Abbott made it. Whoops! I think we just lost our guest there. We'll try to get back with Hans here in a minute. But it seems very obvious to me that the decision made by Governor Abbott here, you could clearly argue, was political. But in what way would you argue that making a district more Republican was racial gerrymandering? And this lower court in Texas ruled that there was substantial evidence that the state's new map was an illegal racial gerrymander argument. This is the argument they're trying to make, that it was a substantial evidence that there was illegal racial gerrymandering. And I don't know how they reached that conclusion. I think we've got Hans back on the line now. Hans, what's your take on this redistricting decision?
Well, let me tell you, the stay is great. The decision down in Texas was 2-1, but the one judge who dissented from saying Texas couldn't do this redistricting was Jerry Smith. He's a Fifth Circuit U.S. Court of Appeals judge, and he wrote the most scathing denunciation of other judges I have ever read. He accuses the lead lawyer who wrote that opinion against Texas of judicial misconduct. And in fact, at the end of the 100-page dissent, he lists 2 pages of all of what he says are the lies, misrepresentations that judge put in his order. And then he says, "Oh, I could have put in a lot more, but I just ran out of time."
Wow. Well, let's hope the court is reading that dissent when and if they finally take this up, for sure. Hans, we're out of time, but we appreciate you as always. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. Hans von Spakovsky. We had a little technical issue and lost him right in the middle of the interview, but fortunately, Ace producer Ethan Bright got him back on the line. Thank you, Ethan. We appreciate that. All right, coming up, we'll check business with Nicole Murray in just a few minutes, and then we'll get to Ian other news at about 6:45.
She wrote them an email before the election with 10 reasons why they shouldn't vote for Trump. And some still didn't obey. So, you know. 10 reasons. I can think of 100. But I would never present it to someone as an ultimatum. Ultimatums don't make people rethink their...
Yeah, Bill Maher, they're blasting Jimmy Kimmel's wife. Do you know she's from St. Louis?
I did not know that.
So we were talking about this last week, I think, when she did this on a podcast. It may have been 2 weeks ago, where she was on there with Jimmy, and she came out and she talked about how disgusted she was with all of her relatives in St. Louis, and she didn't talk to some of them anymore. And
oh, my gosh.
She felt that a vote for Trump was a vote against her husband, who was on the air 5 days a week fighting against Trump. And I mean, I'm like, hey, listen, if you are a relative of Molly McNerney, please reach out to me, because I'd love to have you on the show asking what it's like to be related to this woman. I mean, she just blasted you on the national broadcast airwaves, right? Like a national podcast. How small-minded her relatives are that live in St. Louis.
The fact that you have to give them an ultimatum is just sad.
It's pathetic. Besides, you, I mean, I probably would have unfriended that relative a long time ago anyway. I'm not quite sure what's going on. Anyway, Molly McNerney is who he was talking about there, who was married to Jimmy Kimmel and apparently grew up here and has got a bunch of relatives who still live
maybe
here.
Maybe she's friends with Jasmine Crockett and went to MICDS.
Maybe. That would make a lot of sense. She claims she grew up a Republican. Mm. So I don't know. I'm suspect of that. Then she went to Hollywood and she was awakened. So there you go. Bliss and matrimony. Oh, and by the way, marrying a multimillionaire like Jimmy Kimmel probably didn't hurt either.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
I would have to guess. Hey, let's get to Nicole Murray, please. Nicole Murray, meet Kim. Kim, meet Nicole Murray. Welcome back.
Oh my gosh, welcome back.
Hi, thank you. You too. I heard you went to, was it Thailand?
Philippines. Yes.
Wow. How was that?
Oh, it was insane. I got a tattoo.
Did you really?
I did. I frolicked all around and mojitos were had and not a lot of sleep, but that's okay.
Hey, me too, on the lack of sleep thing.
Yeah, no kidding.
Oh, how's the baby?
Great. He's 3 months already, believe it or not.
Oh my gosh. Well, I missed you. I had to battle him all by myself.
I bet. I am so sorry that you had to deal with that for 3 months.
I know, but it's okay.
Here's the question people in the chat were asking the last time we talked about your tattoo.
Tell me.
Did you wake up the next morning and then realize you'd gotten a tattoo, or was it something you planned?
No, it was like, so the bride, who was Filipino and from there, she had cousins that were helping the entire group kind of guide us throughout. So one of the cousins actually had a tattoo guy that he recommended. So we had made an appointment days in advance. Like, this wasn't like, oh man, had too many mojitos. And no, this was like a planned thing.
When you got the tattoo, whatever it is, did you think about... Not that I'm super against tattoos. I don't have any. I don't think I would get one. But some tattoos can look cool. But... did you think about what it would look like when it's wrinkly, when you're older? You have to think about what you get and if it will still look good.
I feel like it will still look cool. It's it's like scratch marks where it looks like underneath I'm a cheetah because I'm a go-getter.
Oh. Where is it? Can you tell us?
On the side of my thigh.
Okay.
There you go.
I can email you guys a picture if you want.
Okay, we'll post it for the listeners.
I ask her that sensitive question too.
Where exactly is it?
Just in case.
No,
as long as it's not in the lower part of your back.
Oh,
nothing like that. I don't get what's so bad about that spot though.
Wait, do you have one there?
No, I don't.
They're making a comeback.
Really?
Yeah.
I won't say what they're called, but...
But yeah. I don't even get how they got that nickname.
Yeah.
Mark, any insight?
I'm not saying anything.
No cricket. Nothing.
I am silent on this
one. I plead the fifth.
What else is going on out there, Nicole?
All right, let's get to it. Futures are slightly higher. Friday, the Dow Industrials gained 493, the NASDAQ up 195, the S&P 500 up 64. AAA forecasts a record 82 million people will travel at least 50 miles from Tuesday to December 1st for the Thanksgiving holiday. This is as three storms are lining up to disrupt with snow and rain. The FAA said tomorrow is expected to be the busiest, with more than 52,000 flights scheduled. Universal's Wicked for Good has tallied an estimated $150 million domestically during its first 3 days in theaters. With international ticket sales, the film is set to surpass $226 million globally. Shares of Novo Nordisk have fallen as much as 11% after the Danish drug pharmaceutical company said a trial for Alzheimer's disease failed to meet its main goal. The trial tested whether semaglutide helps slow progression for Alzheimer's disease. The National Retail Federation says the 2025 shopping season is projected to be active, with sales increasing between 3.7 and 4.2% from 2024. Consumers are forecasted to spend over $1 trillion in November and December, despite economic uncertainty and rising prices. It's the first time that holiday spending is projected to crack $1 trillion. Airlines say a record 31 million travelers are set to fly over the Thanksgiving period. This is between November 21st through December 1st. Airlines are hoping for a smooth holiday after thousands of flights were disrupted in the federal government shutdown this fall. United Airlines reports bookings for international trips over the holiday hit a record, up 10% from last year. And finally, there is a new obsession developing among Generation Z as the holiday season kicks off: creative mocktails. Fun fact, data says nearly half of Americans now favor non-alcoholic drinks at the holiday table.
Wow. You know, we had a article, we were talking about this last week, because in that bill they passed in Congress to the continuing resolution, it banned hemp products. And I thought that just meant that, like, in the state of Missouri, The police chiefs have had an issue with the fact that they sell that Delta 8 over the counter at convenience
gas stations,
stores,
right?
And kids can smoke it, and actually there's some THC in it. So it's like getting pot without having to go to a dispensary. And what I didn't realize is there's a whole nother industry that's popped up with people deriving THC from hemp and making non-alcoholic drinks. So you can go to the bar and order one of these, and it's got 5 milligrams of THC in it. So you're basically, they're very popular, apparently. It's non-alcoholic, but you're still getting stoned.
I have not heard of that. I can't keep up.
Do they sell those in Jersey?
They do sell them in Jersey. Okay. They're a lot of fun, I will say that.
Oh, so you've tried it.
I have. It's really cool.
Yeah, well, they're very popular around
here.
It's like
absinthe. When you go to, you know, Europe, there's these absinthe. In fact, when I went and studied abroad in Brussels, they would have the absinthe bars.
What?
That stuff's strong.
Oh, that is
dude.
Strong. Probably stronger than what you tried, Nicole, but still, you're drinking it.
That sounds like a team outing right there.
Absinthe or the THC drink.
Or both.
Or both. Wow.
The claw mark tattoo has really changed Nicole.
I swear. It was planned. I swear.
Send us a picture.
How much absinthe did you have before you got the claw marks?
Only two mojitos. There was nothing crazy.
Is that the drink of choice in the Philippines?
That's my favorite cocktail.
Okay.
And they actually have their limes out there are different. They're called calamansi, so they're smaller. They're a little bit more tart. So the mojitos were a little bit, I guess, intensified, for a lack of a better word, out there. So they were just flowing the whole time.
I'll bet that was a great time. I made you proud. I bet you did. That's awesome. Nicole, thank you. We'll talk to you Wednesday.
Thanks so much. The team is back.
Yay.
Thanks,
she's
guys.
She's so excited.
She had to deal with you for 3 months.
Mark. Oh, she did. We had a good time though. We did. We had fun. She was here on the man show.
So. Yeah, I was going to say it really was the man show, but I know Dan did a fantastic job, and that's just so great. It worked out that way.
Yep. Speaking of which, he's going to winding down his time, we decided we'd see if we could get Dan to consider doing like a weekly segment with us, which he's going to do starting today at 7:35. And then, of course, he is also going to make himself available for some fill-in opportunities down the road. If you've got time off, or if I've got time off, Dan's willing to come in and do that. So.
MVP.
There you go. No kidding. That's absolutely awesome. All right, when we come back, we're going to get to In Other News. We've got Jonathan Savage still ahead with the latest on those Middle East, not Middle East, but the Russia-Ukraine peace talks.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
That are trying to go on right now and what some of the devil's in the details, right? So we'll get to Jonathan Savage with the latest on that. Tom Ackerman before the end of the show today with more on the Blues and their success or lack of it there on the ice. We'll be back in just a minute.
What's happening?
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
All right, I got to tell you, I'm sure it's because of my injury. I'm 3 weeks out from my clumsy fall that I'm tuned into this, but I'm really feeling bad. I'm feeling the pain of Miss Jamaica. So Miss Jamaica is participating in the Miss Universe pageant in Thailand, right? And the poor woman fell off the runway. She fell off the stage, and you'd think to yourself, what is that, a 3 or 4 foot drop? I don't know how tall the stage is at this thing, but whatever she fell on, she hurt herself so seriously, she's now in the intensive care unit and will be for at least another week.
Wow. Did you see video of that?
I did. I saw the video when I clicked on the story earlier. That's unbelievable. I mean, she really, really got hurt bad.
Well, because they're told, I think, to keep their head up when they're walking, even walking down the stairs. And that takes some skill when you're in these really tall, high heels.
Ugh.
And you're trying to look poised and not look down. And you're walking downstairs or walking on what I think is kind of a narrow stage.
Well,
at least part of it is, the little runway.
And on top of that, these things happen so quickly. Like, I have no memory. I remember stepping out into air. And then I was against the other side. Like, it was that fast. So she probably didn't even see it coming.
Oh, my gosh.
Poor thing.
Well, this driver in North Carolina did not see this coming. This is just wild. So she calls 911 because her windshield shattered. And here's what she says. She goes to the dispatcher, "You may not believe me, but I just had a bald eagle drop a cat through my windshield."
Whoa.
Shattering her windshield.
I shouldn't laugh, but sorry.
No, you should laugh. That's crazy. I'm sorry for the cat. I don't know if the bald eagle was done with it and was like, yeah, boop, or accidentally dropped it out of its talons. But, man, I mean, depending on how high the eagle was, couldn't that actually hurt you?
I assume, like, I've heard horrible stories of, like, owls and eagles swooping in and picking up small pets and carrying them off. So I guess I'm not surprised, but that would be a little bit of a shock, wouldn't it? Did they wreck?
How high was that cat, question. Though, when
yeah, I don't
shattered
know.
The windshield?
That's, you should look at the picture of the windshield.
Yeah.
Especially the cat, carcass, was probably in the car.
Sure, probably.
I was going to ask if it survived, not like jokingly either.
I'm thinking no, just looking at a picture, but we'll just say it is for
cats
all the cat lovers.
Cats do some crazy stuff.
They had 9 lives. Maybe that was just the first of its 9 lives.
Speaking of crashes, so we used to have a guy on here who was a reporter for Gray TV, and he brought this story to me a long time ago, and he said, do you know, there's a congressman, and I had done a piece on this in Congress, who's trying to get them to add female test dummies to these crashes. And there was some pushback in Congress for the longest time on this. But now they finally got a law where the government is going to endorse major changes, because up until now, all of these injury statistics were based on a crash dummy designed like a man like a woman. So if you bought a car up until now based on a 5-star crash rating, that might have been different if instead of 5'8" or 10 inches tall as a man, it was a 5'4" woman. I mean, her injuries might have been different.
Oh yeah,
but they weren't. They didn't have a dummy, and I know there are lots of jokes going on here. They didn't have a dummy to test that. So now they're apparently going to check that, because women are 73% more likely to be injured in head-on crashes and 17% more likely to be killed in car crashes than men.
Why is it 2025 and we're just now figuring out that this should probably be different?
I don't know. But it's silly that it's taken that long, for sure.
That's crazy. There's this other situation that happened in Louisiana over the weekends. I'm not a big horse race fan. I mean, they're fun to watch, I guess, but it's not like I'm going to go looking for it. But I think it's called the Evangeline Downs in Louisiana. Anyway, so you see this video where the jockeys are racing, you know, obviously very quickly around the track, and they're making a turn, and you see an ambulance driving on the actual track right at the jockeys, and they don't even flinch. They just keep on going, continuing with the race. It's incredible, really, that no one was hurt. I didn't realize this, but an ambulance would typically follow a horse race, but they're on the inside track, not on the actual track itself, and they're usually a few hundred yards back just in case there's some sort of a serious accident involving a rider, a horse, whatever. But somehow this mistake was made where, again, the ambulance is on the actual track going in the opposite direction right at the jockeys.
This guy get his commercial driver's license in California? Oh <boy. laughs> I mean, you just got to wonder.
Sir, are you even legal here?
Couldn't read the signs and went the wrong way on the horse track.
That's a bad time to make the wrong turn. Yeah,
Sue Thomas, I got a story here for you. But before I get to it, I just have to tell you. My neighbor, Carrie, came out in her front yard yesterday carrying an English bulldog puppy that they have just adopted. It's 15 weeks old.
Oh, my God.
It was a little bundle of loose skin that was the cutest thing potentially I've ever seen.
Thank you. Thank
the little wrinkles.
It really
and
was.
If she wants to call me for any advice, please give her my number.
They have not named it yet. They have an older one named Meatball.
Aww.
And they're still trying to...
she knows what's
yeah,
up.
But they're still trying to... This is a little boy, I think. But they're still trying to come up with a name for it.
Mark, you're fortunate to live next door.
I know. And we're going to get to love. We told her if she ever needs a sitter, we're there for her.
Oh, that's so great.
So here's the next story. Veterinarians say if you show affection to your dog by snuggling up to him, you need to back off. Mm. But they're very specific about this. So the headline is a little bit misleading. It's okay to snuggle with your dog. Like, say you cuddle up and you fall asleep together, that's okay. But if the dog is sleeping and you jump on it, like you ease up next to it and then start hugging it, it can catch them off guard and upset them.
It's called spooning.
Yeah, if you're spooning with your dog, they hate it, according to a veterinary behavioralist. He says, let sleeping dogs lie. Don't start cuddling after they're already asleep. It's just going to irritate the dog.
And the person, maybe.
Some dogs are not even fazed by that.
Golden
former dog loves
care.
That.
I know.
This is like asking babies if they want their diaper changed. No, you just do it.
Just do it.
It's fine.
All right, good. I'll get you a picture of that dog, Sue, I promise.
Oh, please.
Yeah, I will. You'll love it. You will love it. Coming up, we're going to get to Jonathan Savage with more on the Ukraine-Russia peace negotiations. And our friend Dan Buck calling back into the show at 7:35. Stay tuned.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.